אז נמשיך מציטוט מספר 36.
Excerpt number 36 from Rabash, what is man and what is beast in the work? Specifically those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them and need the greatness of the Creator. They can feel this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness, that is, above reason, in greatness and importance of the Creator. They do not want the Creator to let them attain this, since they want to subjugate themselves with unconditional surrender. But they ask for help from the Creator. And to that extent, they can fill the empty place with mitzvot. They can fill the empty place with mitzvot. This is the meaning of filled with mitzvot. Excerpt number 37, the importance of recognition of evil, self-love. Again, work that is preparation to enter true spirituality. That is, when he takes upon himself to believe in the importance of the Creator above reason, he must take upon himself that he wants to go specifically with faith above reason. Even though he was given the reason to see the greatness of the Creator within reason, he prefers faith above reason. Because of the honor of the Creator concealed the matter. This is regarded as wanting to go above reason. Precisely then, he becomes a kli that is fit to receive spirituality, since he has no concern at all for himself, but all his intentions are only to bestow upon the Creator. For this reason, there is no longer fear that should he be given some illumination, it will go into the vessels of reception, since he is always trying to exit self-love.
38.
Excerpt number 38, what is flood of water in the work, Rabash. The law is that the middle line is a merger of the two lines. Since the right line of Gdusha, sanctity, is wholeness, with respect to above reason, and the left line means that he sees within reason that he is incomplete. But quite the contrary, he is full of deficiencies. For this reason, the middle line consists of two lines. That is, it is impossible to go above reason before he has reason that shows him the situation, how it seems to him within reason. Then it can be said that he is not looking at what the mind obliges him to do. Rather, he goes above intellect and believes in the sages, in what the sages tell him, and does not use his own mind. But if he has no mind and reason to tell him something, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. This is why the middle line is called peace, since he needs the two lines. That is, by having two opposite lines and needing both.
Keep going.
Excerpt number 39. Rabash, article concerning joy. Joy is a testimony. If a person becomes stronger in the matter of faith to believe that the Creator is good and does good, that there is none above him, although in the situation he is in right now, he has nothing to rejoice with, meaning to be happy about, and yet he reinforces himself and says that the Creator watches over him in a manner of good, who does good. If his faith is sincere, it stands to reason that he should be happy and delighted, and the measure of joy testifies to the level of sincerity in his faith. By this we can interpret what is said about Rabbi Elimelech, who said that when he passes away and is told to go to hell, he will say, if this is what the Creator wants, I will jump in. That is, this is regarded as providence and good who does good. Thus, he is always happy. Item 40. Rabash, the upper one, scrutinizes for the purpose of the lower one. The lower one is powerless to begin the work, but only in the form of lo lishma, called will to receive. For only the lo lishma gives the first moving force of the lower one. For when a person does not find sufficient flavor in corporal pleasures, he begins to search for spiritual pleasures. It follows that the root of the work of the lower one is the will to receive. And the prayer called man rises up, and then the upper one corrects this man and places on it the power of the masach, which is a desire to delay the abundance before the lower one knows about himself that his aim is to bestow. That is, the upper one bestows upon the lower one good taste and pleasure in the desire to bestow, by which the lower one feels his exaltedness. At that time, he begins to understand that it is worthwhile to annul before him and cancel his existence before him. Then he feels that all that there is in reality is only once, it's only because such is his will, that the Creator wants the lower one to exist. But for himself, he wants to annul his existence. It follows that then all the vitality he feels is regarded as lishma, for her sake, and not for himself. When he feels this, it is considered that he already has the correction of the man. And then he is also fit to receive the mad as well, for there is no contradiction between them anymore, since the lower one too wants the benefit of the upper one and not his own benefit. It is considered that when the upper one gives the lower one mochin, he also gives him the clothing of mochin, meaning that he gives the lower one the abundance as well as the power of the masach, which is the desire to bestow. This is the meaning of from lo lishma we come to lishma. Rav.